Proclamation number 5911 of 22nd of March, 1954. Faithlessness of the world's people. It is an extremely difficult beginning to have a spiritual influence on people who have already fallen victim to the world. For they only regard as right what their intellect can grasp. But they lack all understanding for spiritual truths. They reject that which is supposed to provide information in the spiritual sphere. They are completely incapable of believing because they live in a different world than the one which is supposed to be made accessible to them. They do not recognize this world, and that is why they make no attempt to enter it or to look across in order to spy something that would be proof to them of the reality of the spiritual world. The earthly world stands separating people from the spiritual kingdom. And the earthly world asserts itself more and more because it is coming to an end. What people are asked to believe, what is presented to people as divine teaching, appears ever more unreal to them. They cannot believe because they don't want to believe, because they don't bother to think seriously. And the distance between God and people will become ever greater because the latter will increasingly strive away from him by striving for earthly material goods which are the only, truly desirable things to them. And this state, this attitude towards the earthly world, will become more and more apparent the closer the end is. A representative of divine spiritual knowledge will rarely be believed by people. The listeners will feel far superior to them and become ever smaller in number, and only a few will awaken to true life in the midst of a completely dead humanity, in the midst of a spiritual desert. Yet all these phenomena are only intended to confirm to you humans that the end is near, for if it were not so, then an end of the earth, a destruction and renewal of it, would not be necessary either. But the spiritual state of people who are completely secularized substantiates the transformation of the earth, it substantiates the end and the judgment, even though humanity is not accessible to this substantiation and prediction either. Only the few whose senses are spiritually directed will recognize and understand this. But never the worldly people who don't want to hear about it and don't believe it because they are completely blind in spirit and judge according to their blindness. And so it is extremely difficult to free individuals from their spiritual blindness, to make them see and to change their thoughts and actions. It is extremely difficult. And yet it should not be omitted to repeatedly stimulate their thoughts and direct them towards the kingdom which they are still very far from. No one should be able to say that no rescue attempts were made on him. Everyone should be made aware of what lies ahead for humanity, and every person's free will should decide. Amen.